Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome back, and we welcome in former Blackhawks star, University of Louisville, Tampa Bay Rays first-round pick, Brendan McKay. Brendan, good morning. How's everything?
Doing well.
We're doing well, too, here in Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for joining us. First day of professional baseball yesterday. What was it like to get out there and finally get paid for doing this?
It was a little weird not playing for so long and finally starting to play again. It was a little different.
Now, Brendan, what's the plan? I saw you DH'd last night, and there's all sort, you know, all the talk about what's it going to be. Is it going to be pitcher? Is it going to be position? Is it going to be a little bit of both? How are you guys approaching that at this point in your career? I know it's very young, obviously, but how are you approaching that at this point?
Yeah, we're just taking it one step at a time. We're going to start mixing in some more first base here and there, and then once I'm ready to throw up a mound, we'll start adding that in too.
Whenever you, and we're talking to Brendan McKay, former Louisville star, Blackhawks star, now plays for in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Whenever you went through the teams that could potentially draft you, did it make more sense for an American League team to draft you because of the DH that's in now, or did it not really matter?
It really wasn't that big of a concern to me. Really just trying to find a good fit for me and how everything worked out.
Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you attempt to do both here, both be a position player and pitch. Is it easier to do that as a starting pitcher, or is it easier to do that maybe as a reliever a couple times a week?
Oh, I mean, it's tough to say because I've only done it as a starter, but I could see that it could work either way, just depending on what kind of person you are.
Yeah, because it seems like whenever you're a starter, you know, you got days 1 through 4 where you got to get in your work and do all that kind of stuff. And that could be tough doing it as a starter. How did you pull that off in college, being able to do that?
What really helped is all the off days we had in between where you only played 4, maybe 5 games a week. But now where you're playing 7, it's a little bit harder. So you had more time to rest and everything.
How many guys did over the course of your I was going to say your life, not quite that long, but over the times you've been playing baseball at various levels, you've gotten to know an awful lot of guys around the country. Do you know a lot of the guys that are cause with the short season league? There are a lot of college players, and are there guys that you know even on your team already that make it more familiar, or is it a completely new bunch of players that you're getting used to?
There's a few guys that I know. But outside of that, it's a lot of new guys that I've never really met.
Brendan McKay joining us here from Blackhawk High School, University of Louisville, the Rays' first-round pick. Made a boatload of money. Now he's playing for the Hudson Valley Renegades, short-season single-A team with the Rays. Talk about Western Pennsylvania, because we are here in Pittsburgh. Western Pennsylvania baseball, whether it's Walker, whether it's Kirilloff, whether it's some of those guys that are yourself, people have been drafted high. Do people look at you differently, or has the fact that AAU baseball, Team One stuff, all that kind of stuff, brought people together and leveled the playing field with you and maybe Florida kids, Texas kids, California kids? How are people around here looked at in amateur baseball?
I think it's starting to come up a little bit more. You wouldn't think of Western Pennsylvania being that big for baseball, but now I think as you see some more people getting some notice and attention, I think it starts to pick up a little bit more as the years go on.
Who was that guy for you that you looked up to from around here growing up, Brendan?
I really didn't have a guy that I knew of either out of college or in high school, but I would just follow all the big guys, you know, from the Pirates or guys you would see on TV.
You were a Pirate fan as a kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
So now is it kind of weird where all of a sudden you're playing for somebody, else?
Yeah, it's a little weird to think it's hard to cheer for a different team now.
You know, we talked to a lot of guys, and we'd be in the clubhouse and maybe follow some people's careers through and just get to know some of these guys. Talk about the grind, and you talked about this just a little bit, but the grind that's expected whenever, you know, there's no more books, there's no more classes, there's no more things like that, but it is your job, and it is a grind, and it's all year round. Are you ready for what's anticipated here?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to what goes on in college, where you're playing a lot of time of the year, and you got to prepare yourself and keep your body healthy and keep your mind right.
I'm going to ask this question out of nowhere. Like, okay, since in Louisville, Papa John's is really big, you know, the stadium and the whole bit. Did you ever meet the guy? The actual Papa John?
Did I ever meet?
Yeah. And the phone picked a great time to cut out.
Oh, we got hung up on, I think, Jim. Gone, Brendan McKay. That didn't work out very well. So, good question by you, Colony.
Well,
that,
I was just curious.
I don't think that was going anywhere anyway.
No.
Brendan McKay, not a big answer.
Well, he doesn't know us.
No, he doesn't. Well, no, he doesn't know me. He knows you. Everybody knows Jim Colony.
That's not true.
That fell flat.
I know.
Jim, I think he had enough. I really think he hung up on you. He didn't want to deal with the Papa John question.
No, the phone was.
He's gone. I looked at the call screen. Boom.
I know.
Done. Oh, my gosh. That's the first time that's ever happened to you in your radio career. You got hung up on by a guest.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's probably happened before.
Not only a guest, but like a 20-year-old kid.
I know.
21. Bam!
No, the phone just crapped out.
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna make a big deal of this. there's our promo for tomorrow.
I don't think so.
He just hung up on you.
No, he didn't. The phone went dead.
At a convenient time then.
I know.
Come on.
A little bit of a coincidence.
Colony, this is the most amazing thing that's ever happened on this show. He wanted nothing to do with your question about Papa John. He was like, F these guys. That's what just happened.
Well, it was either that or the golf carts.
Right. Were you going to ask him about watching the golf cart videos?
Just thinking about it.
Oh, my God. Well, he doesn't seem like a real comfortable talker anyway. Kind of a short answer guy. Maybe he'll grow into himself just a little bit in terms of the media. But you know what he's doing right now? He's sitting in a hotel room in Vermont or wherever their road trip is. I think they're playing Vermont the next couple games. He's going, you know what I just did to this guy on the phone? This guy asked me a stupid question about pizza. Wham! Hung up on his ass.
Well, the baseball questions weren't really...
Yeah, they weren't really yielding much.
No.
I can't believe you got hung up on. He wanted nothing to do with that interview. You know why, too? They probably rode a bus last night from wherever they were playing, Mahoning Valley or whatever, all the way to Vermont. He gets up.
It's not that far. Well, Mahoning...
What do you mean it's not that far?
Oh, Mahoning Valley is like over there.
Youngstown.
Oh, okay. I thought they were at home, though.
He may have been on the bus right then. That's the other thing, too.
Well, that's a possibility.
Like, enough of this guy asking me about flipping
Papa
pizza.
John's.
I had enough. I've already answered these questions a gazillion times. In fairness, though, we did put in a request for this guy like a long time ago before he even got drafted. So kind of just got around to having him. Slow time. Figured out it would work. And then he drills you. Up and in. High hard one.
I know.
Rated Colony. Enough.
Now, they were at home last night, Hudson Valley.
Yeah, but then they had
probably a day game. But to go
from there to Vermont.
Believe it or not,
uh-huh.
I actually have some familiarity with that part of the country.
Uh-huh.
And to get from Hudson Valley to Burlington, Vermont isn't all that far.
Oh.
It's only about 3 hours tops.
Wham. Wham. I hope he comes out today and he has an endorsement deal
with Papa
Pizza
John's?
Hut. No, and that's why I didn't answer the question.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
I get you.
There's people in Darlington. I think he's probably from Darlington. You know who may know him? Seriously?
Who's that?
Cook may know his people because Ron's from that part of the world.
Yeah.
I hope there's people just laughing right now at Jim Colony. Like, you see what Brendan McKay did to Jim Colony's ass on the radio.
You know what he knew?
What?
He knew that Sean Miller wasn't coming to Pitt.
Oh, I'm rich. Anyway.
Archie.
Yeah, that's that. Oh, well, that was a splendid interview with Brendan McKay.
I know.
Glad we got that one in. That'll be on the archives. Check it out on our website at 937 The Fan, our podcast, our best moments from the show. It'll be there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.